This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John, you and I have been on this train for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
You a lot longer than I have, and your ideas have been, and let's just say it, thieved and stolen and implemented in various ways. And the latest,
dogs.
You know, no stranger. So this year, in fact, in 7 days, it's the very first day of the Spring League.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 week from today, the Spring League happens, and the Spring League's been tweeting out and talking about the various teams and players that are going to be there, and Johnny Manziel's team is set and who he's going to play with. And we mentioned the Spring League a couple weeks ago, and if you don't know, it's a small football organization that gets together in late March, early April. They play, I think, a handful of games, and Manziel's going to play in that with hopes to impress and then find himself in the OTA portion of some team's camp. But the Spring League is the only non-NFL football, you know, right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like football. A year from now, there'll be a new one. And 2 years from now, there'll be two new ones, totaling three Spring Leagues. Before we tell you about the different leagues, it feels like, John, at this point, there are so many goes at having a Spring League, making a Spring League work, that it's going to happen. Like, a Spring League is going to be successful at some point.
It has to happen.
There's been so many tries at it, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. And it has to happen because there's so many, there's fewer practices in the NFL. There's, not as much preparation in the off season. There are so many players that don't really get a shot because you have to spend all the time with your draft picks. So they're going to need, they want to develop more players. They just don't have the resources to do it right. Or they have the resources, but they don't have the plan to do it.
Right. So there's no plan by the NFL to endorse any of these things. And they certainly have the resources to do it, but they haven't to put that in or thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, just the Spring League, very small. It is only open to guys who have been previously draft eligible. There are some guys who never played in the NFL, some guys who were undrafted free agents, and like Manziel, some guys who were drafted and played. Another name you might recognize, Lake Seastrunk, the former Baylor yep. running back, is another name. But outside of that, it's a pretty, it's a pretty well group of unknown players. That could change a year from now, though, because if you recognize the name Ebersol, as in Dick Ebersol, mm-hmm. as in the big-time NBC honcho, then you'll recognize the name Ebersol as in Charlie Ebersol, who's putting together the Alliance of American Football, which plans to debut February 9th, 2019, the week after Super Bowl 53. A 10-week run, 50-man teams. Fascinating. Because he's got Bill Polian on mm-hmm. his crew. He's got Troy Polamalu on his crew. Hines Ward, Justin Tuck are advisors, as well as Pops, Dick Ebersol.
Right.
As well. He's beating Vince McMahon to the punch 1 year ahead of the XFL.
Mm-hmm.
Before we talk about the inherent link between those two, what do you make of the Alliance of American Football?
Well, John McClain was in yesterday and said, they'll never succeed until they have the support of the NFL because, you don't get players without the NFL. While that's true, you won't get players that are in the NFL on practice squads and rosters and futures lists. There are still a lot of players who are not on that you can get. So I disagree to an extent with that. There are players out there who can participate and who will be a part of this. And, oh, by the way, this is – Which do you want to have first? Do you want to have the NFL support first or the league first? The NFL support would be great to have that first, but then they would control and they would build the league, et cetera. But if you build a league that all of a sudden has success, well, then the NFL can maybe absorb you. So I think it can work, and I think they absolutely need it for all the things we just talked about. It's hard right now to build an NFL roster out of the regular circle of guys that you have, whether it's guys, as I mentioned, practice squad, futures list, etc.
Ebersol mentioned this in his press conference yesterday. There are 28,000 Division I football players. 17,000 of them have NFL jobs. We're looking for those Kurt Warners working in grocery stores, and we think we will find them.
Mm-hmm.
He also mentions that they want to have a heavy fantasy football element to incentivize people to watch and pay attention to it, noting that 59 million people play fantasy and 20 million people play only fantasy football. Okay? Goes on to note that they have a TV plan in place.
See,
for
let's stop right there real quick. And I think this is one place where maybe even more so than Vince McMahon, they have the connections. That last name, Ebersol, carries weight on any television network or market. So they're going to have a TV presence, whether the NFL likes it or not.
Correct. Yeah, so CBS has agreed to air their first one, their very first game, as well as their championship game, and one matchup per week on the CBS Sports Network. Ebersol also says that other games will be available on the league's app, which, again, he mentioned will help integrate fantasy football elements into it. This is all very fascinating to me, and just quickly about the rules that he wants to put in place. Wants to have faster games, so no kickoffs automatically at the 25-yard line, no onside kicks. Losing team just starts on its own 35-yard line with 4th and 10.
I'm presuming that's after in lieu of a onside.
Correct. Play clocks will be 30 seconds, and every touchdown will be followed by a two-point conversion, no kicking. So this is no league for kicks, no TV timeouts. Plans to have 60% fewer commercials, which that raised a red flag. How are they going to make money?
Well, they're going to do it like soccer. They're going to have the scrolls. They're going to have the screen reduced so they can, on the side, show some advertising.
This would be bold. I'd take it one step further.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just say they put a team in Houston. They probably won't, but let's just say they do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in this this new league that Ebersol's doing. Why would you have the Houston Stampeders? Why not have the Houston Tide?
And they,
and they're sponsored by Tide.
Yeah,
like literally the
right
team
across
names,
the front of their jersey.
The team names are the mm-hmm. organizations that are sponsoring.
Sure,
it's a lot of money.
Verizon, get a new car.
Easy, Nate Robinson. Yeah, the Birmingham Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
or have your nickname like soccer teams. You know, they call Liverpool the Reds, but they have the advertisement across their
right.
jersey.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or the St. Louis, mm-hmm. You know, they could call them the St. Louis Wireless, sponsored by Verizon.
Yes,
you know?
And like and the cities have to be very, very, you know, strategic.
Yes.
Birmingham, you know, good cities, big cities, but and in football areas.
Typically southern cities.
Mm-hmm, typically. You know.
San Diego, St. Louis right off the bat.
There you go. Birmingham, San Antonio. You know, those kinds of things.
Boom, we got 4 of the 8 cities they want mm-hmm. to do it. The name's crappy, Alliance of American Football. That's ugly. Here's the fascinating part about this, though. Charlie Ebersol is fresh off the 30 for 30 series and directing the documentary on the XFL. Dick Ebersol is one of Vince McMahon's oldest friends and a former business partner. Charlie Ebersol did what wrestling folks call a heel turn on Vince McMahon, implementing his ideas,
mm-hmm.
his, you know, like his ideas for the football, like the shorter games, the more exciting game, who they can, in, you know, how many cities, the league owning the teams. And he's doing it all a year earlier. And Vince McMahon's got to be sitting there going, come on, man. I thought we were buddies. I did this whole documentary for you about the XFL. You learned what not to do, and now you're using all the info that I gave you and my ideas, and you're going to open a football league a year before I'm going to open a football league?
He Napstered him.
Yeah.
It was the Italian job. He had this, you know, Vince McMahon had this great idea, you know, for Napster, and Charlie Ebersol said, I think I'll take that.
Yeah.
Make millions off of it.
And I know there were some people concerned about the funding of something like this. And that was something that McClain brought up yesterday was, oh, it won't work until they got money. Well, or it won't work until the NFL's involved, who has the money. The people behind Ebersol stuff, the big money behind Ebersol stuff, little group called the Chernin Group. Now, Peter Chernin himself is worth $200 million. Okay? Not to mention what the Chernin Group itself is worth. It's a big-time media company getting in on the football landscape. And so there's big money behind this. Okay,
the Chernin Group owns a lot of media, has TV deals with CBS and CBS Sports Network, Barstool Sports.
Yep.
The Chernin Group owns that. And that's another thing that we were talking with McClain about. Well, they need money. If they find the right partners with a lot of money, they'll see the investment. They'll put it in there, and they'll see where the franchise values can move up. They can get more advertising dollars and get their return on investment.
Yeah, the Chernin Group ain't hurting for money, and they're more than willing to risk and spend some money to try to make, try to carve themselves out portions of businesses that they're not in. So now, John, like, there's so much smoke, there's fire. Which one of these leagues is going to work? The Spring League has Johnny Manziel. They're active now, and they're on a much smaller scale that's not nearly as expensive.
Yeah, the Spring League is, I think at the Spring League, it might work, but it's not going to replace any, it's not going to become a developmental league.
Okay.
I think it's going to, that's going to be its niche. You know, short tryout type situation, get people some looks to maybe go on to the other leagues. I think this one, from what we know right now, I would say this one. Because we don't know. I mean, McMahon clearly has money and clearly has...
He ain't got Chernin Group money, though.
Well, he clearly has money and he clearly has television connections, so it might work. But based on what we know right now, I would say this. Because they already, presuming they're all rock-solid commitments, they already have the money and the backing with the television.
First doesn't always mean best.
But they got a good head start.
Ask HD DVD about that, okay? When Blu-ray came in after them and kicked their tail. First doesn't always mean best, but you're going to be on big-time broadcast TV. You're going to have an app. You're going to have the eyes of everybody a year before Vince McMahon does. So even if Vince McMahon,
even if Vince McMahon
ends up on Big Fox or Fox Sports 1 or is, distributed on all those Fox Sports networks across the nation, even if that happens, he's going to be a year old, and inevitably, his product will be immediately compared to the other product, which will be 1 year older and will have started to work out all their kinks.
And Ebersol's already said in a couple of interviews, they were asking him about competing with the NFL. He said, no, we don't plan to compete with the NFL. We plan on being complementary. That's exactly what a developmental league is. If it has the traction, has the financing and the advertising dollars, you don't need the NFL first. That can go first. If it's successful, then the NFL will come in.
And the ultimate goal is maybe almost like an app or a tech company. Grow, get so big that the big guys can't,
Google swoops in and buys you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of which, who's to say they won't stream every game too? I'm guessing they will.
Oh, he mentioned that they try to stream it over their app.
Yeah.
Which, okay, we can stream it on our app for free, or Amazon or Google or Facebook or Twitter are going to pay us, a few $100,000 to stream it on their site. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll do that instead. And you can watch it for free on Twitter because, Twitter's going to sell some ads during this.
Yeah, I think it has huge potential, and we've been saying it for years. This is what the NFL needs. We need this as fans. Football players and the development of the future of the talent in the NFL needs this.
And, look at the NFL players who maybe people think are over the hill, or a veteran that got hurt in September, missed the regular season, and he's a free agent now, and the NFL doesn't think that he's any good anymore. Okay, well, I'm a free agent now, so I'm going to go play in, the Ebersol League and the All-American Football League, and I'm going to prove to you guys here in March that I'm still pretty good.
Right.
So sign me up.
There's a lot of players out there.
Yeah, so that's former NFL free agents. That's guys who, are you going to get draft picks playing in this? Certainly a possibility.
Probably not, because the NFL has the rights and such.
The NFL doesn't have anything on these cats till they get drafted.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about if they, like right now?
Like
not high draft picks.
Not Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Not Baker Mayfield. But if I was QB7, QB8, QB9.
I still say no because they don't want to be ostracized from the NFL. Oh, that's the kid playing in the blah, blah, blah. You know, NFL would never do that, right? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the kid shows out there and shows that he can play. And all of a sudden that draft stock moves up from round 6 to round 5.
I guess that's possible.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. It'll be interesting to see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.